Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it is, wherever you are. Thanks for joining the Ramble Room. We are here. It's you know, everybody's here. It's me, Sarah, and it's Joseph, and it's Diane, and it's Ken. But the boys have to be quiet today because we're talking about education, and Diane and I get a little heated when
and
we talk about
we're
education.
We're not educated. Speak for yourself.
We're educated. I just want you to be quiet.
The part of education is we can't get a word in edgewise.
That's right.
At least you were warned ahead
thing?
Of time.
Push the button. Now that that's out of the way,
yeah, that was cringe.
I'm going to turn things over to Diane. There is a new House bill out there that is actually getting a lot of support from some of the conservative people that we support, and we don't support their supporting this.
Right. Or wrong?
Wait.
Okay.
We know that they know that we know that we've read it.
That they don't know.
Well, Diane read it. So tell us what it says, and I'll shut up.
All right. So I think last night I saw a post about a petition that one of the representatives wanted everybody to sign to make sure that this bill, House Bill 0106, was supported. And it is called Wyoming Education Options Act. And so I went and looked at the Wyoming Education Options Act because it sounded a little bit funny to me, but maybe I'm the only one.
No, there's two of us.
Okay.
Tiggers.
That's impossible. But then there's no wonderful thing about Tigger.
What if Tigger had a child?
Because there's two of them.
But who do you have the child with?
Right, that's what I was going to ask, yeah. But I was trying to think of a delicate way to say it.
No, no delicacy here.
Okay.
We know Eeyore is out.
How did this happen? Not a lot of bounce in there. Anyway.
Well, you wouldn't want two bouncers, because then the... You know, yeah.
Okay.
We need a bouncer.
I had a chat today with several people talking about this on Facebook, and the general take of one of the representatives and even a couple of the homeschoolers was, this is not a big deal to us. There's no problem here. And I want to start out with talking about the compulsory attendance part of the Wyoming statutes, because that's about the only place where homeschooling is mentioned. About 35-ish years ago, we had left the state, but some of my friends were still here, and they spent a lot of time fighting for the rights and independence of homeschoolers to just be left alone.
Not literally fighting. We can't condone violence.
I wasn't here.
Figuratively and legislatively fighting.
Okay, I wasn't here, so I can't swear to that, but I
One
believe...
One must be very cautious these days.
Yes.
I believe that the lack of much regulation is because of them, and that it's been like that all this time. So underneath, in the Wyoming statutes, the Compulsory Attendance Act 21-4-101, subsection, I don't know how you read all these things, A3, private school is any non-public elementary or secondary school providing a basic academic educational program for children and may include parochial and church or religious schools and home-based educational programs. There's a section on parochial schools, and then there's the section that starts out, a home-based educational program means a program of educational instruction provided to a child by the child's parent or legal guardian or by a person designated by the parent or legal guardian. An instructional program provided to more than one family unit does not constitute a home-based educational program. So if I wanted to have a school in my house, I'm no longer homeschooling or helping homeschool someone else's children. That makes sense. Basic academic educational program is one that provides a sequentially progressive curriculum of fundamental instruction in reading, writing, mathematics, civics, history, literature, and science. These curriculum requirements do not require any private school or home-based educational program to include in its curriculum any concept, topic, or practice in conflict with its religious doctrines, or to exclude from its curriculum any concept, topic, or practice consistent with its religious doctrines. So this is where we find out exactly what it is that homeschoolers have to report to the school district when they say we're going to homeschool. They have to fill out an intent to homeschool with the names of their kids and what they're planning to do for these seven basic subjects. And that's it. You send it into the school district. They go, oh, there's another one. They don't have to like what you're doing. It's not up to them to approve it. You just have to have said, look, I thought about this and here's my plan. Mm-hmm. There's also no provision for them, anyone checking on you. Let's see. There's also another section down here that says a home-based educational program shall meet the requirements of a basic academic educational program pursuant to WS 21-4-101A. It shall be the responsibility of every person administering a home-based educational program to submit a curriculum to the local board of trustees each year showing that the program complies with the requirements of this subsection. Failure to submit a curriculum showing compliance is prima facie evidence that the home-based education program does not meet the requirements of this article. So all you had to do was submit that piece of paper saying, I'm homeschooling, and here's what I'm going to use to cover those subjects.
Just to explain that a little bit more, a lot of other states will require more checking. They'll require you to test your students every so often to make sure that they're keeping up to the public school standards. Let's use that term loosely. but yeah, I've done this letter, 4 years in a row now? Something like that? Maybe not, because we don't have to really start doing things legally until they're seven.
Yes.
But it's literally like I printed something off of the internet and copied and pasted my children's names, ages, and just said, here's basically what we're doing. You send it certified mail. They send you back a letter that says we've received it. Your kids are good to go, I guess. And that's it. Wyoming is really, really, really hands-off as far as homeschooling goes so far, which is why this whole thing, I'm interested to hear what you have to say, because this whole thing makes me very nervous that we're adding any layers on top of that.
Right, because one of the things about that is that when you have people come on the homeschool sites and on Facebook or wherever it is that you hear people going, what do I have to do if I want to homeschool? Where's the paperwork? And you say, all you have to do is do these things. If you ask the school for a form, it's got more stuff on there than we are required to give. So, why am I suspicious that no matter what this new bill says, the school is going to push for more?
Right.
The House Bill HB 10106, Wyoming Education Options Act, what I'm hearing from the supporters is that this is a way for people who want their kids to go to private school or have alternative education choices besides public school can get some of their tax money back that they're just paying by default to the school so that they can afford to pay for private school or homeschooling or whatever else they want to do. So I'll just go through this because I'll tell you the points and then I'll tell you my arguments, because what I'm getting is, oh, there's nothing to worry about. And a lot of it does sound pretty decent. In the first section, as used in this section, private school means education provided in person or by virtual or correspondence methods and includes any non-public school providing a basic academic educational program for a resident child in any grade of kindergarten through grade 12. Private school may include parochial, church, or religious schools, or education provided by a parent, guardian, tutor, or instructor in the home of the student, in the home of another student, or in another agreed-upon location through a cooperative arrangement with another parent or guardian. And I went ahead and read all that so that you'll see that they're talking about the same group of people we were talking about before, including homeschoolers. So the next section says, the Board of Trustees in every school district in the state shall, in consideration of the cost savings to the district, and upon a request submitted pursuant to this section, reimburse parents or guardians for the educational expense of any student who's a resident, blah, blah, blah. That part, in consideration of the cost savings to the district. So when one of the immediate arguments is, oh my gosh, where is the school going to get the money to pay these people back? Or what are you going to do about the shortfall that we have, this horrible hundreds of millions of dollars of shortfall for education? We're saving you money.
Right.
That's why... That's the justification of this bill.
You don't have to buy any of my kids a Chromebook.
Right. But then, the parent or guardian of a student attending private school may request reimbursement for educational expenses on a quarterly basis from the school district in which the student resides, including documented expenses for tutoring, tuition, fees, curriculum, supplemental materials, and activities. The cumulative amount of reimbursement for a school year under this section shall be lesser of the actual educational expenses of or 50% of the per student amount received by the school district from the school foundation program under W blah, 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 blah.
Well, I dare anyone teaching at home to try to spend as much money as they spend per student on one student's education.
$17,000 a year.
So
that just blows my mind.
I know.
For a student.
I promise I will have it at a fraction
Not
of that.
Not even a good student, yeah. Usually.
Right. No. Well, if they're anything like me, you're just throwing your money away.
Okay, but so let's just say that for the number purposes, we're talking about people who want to send their kids to a private school. That's a hefty chunk to pay for tuition for private schools in this area anyway. There are others that would be more, but okay, so you get back half of your $17,000, up to half. So the school still gets half of that $17,000. You can only get half of that. So again, we saved you money by not being in your classroom. We don't need to pay a teacher for my kid. They still get half of that $17,000. You cannot get all of it. Mm-hmm. And right, when I was homeschooling, I probably never even spent $1,000 a year on homeschooling. Now
I haven't yet.
Yeah. A lot of people buy curriculum, full sets of curriculum for all their kids, and it would cost a lot more than that, but it's still not going to be $7,000 or $8,000. So maybe if you were one of those curriculum buyers, you could spend most of that. But here's another part. The Department of Education shall prescribe a form and shall adopt rules for requesting reimbursement that a school district shall use for purposes in this section. So who gets to set up the program?
Mm-hmm.
The school district. Here's your paperwork. Here's how you apply for this money back.
That's really vague, too. We get to make some rules.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So by the time this is voted on, how many rules are you going to have wedged in there?
Right. It's kind of worrisome because look how the school district has already ran.
Right.
And then they're going to bring that into your home.
Making my point for me, Joe.
You have a school system that's way top heavy on administrators and bee watchers, if you will. What this bill appears to be doing at this point is creating yet one more tier of the same.
Right.
That's why they have to keep at least half of that money because they got to give something to pay for this.
Right, so they have to set up an entire different section of the administration and pay people just to get into your lives.
Which is why we're homeschooling in the first place.
We don't want the government, the school district, and everything else coming in and telling us how to raise our children.
They're not going to do that.
Right.
This is just
yeah,
a really
I'm starting
nice
to sound
way.
Like one of those weird guys. It's like, oh, well, they're going to come for my guns.
What do you mean starting to sound
crazy
like
person? Okay, so the rest of the... Okay, the Department of Education shall prescribe a form, yay, another form, mm-hmm. and shall adopt rules, yay, more rules, for requesting reimbursement. Based on reports provided to the department under subsection F of this section, the department may establish and maintain a database of expenses previously approved by
yay,
districts...
database.
...for reimbursement under this section. So the bill does go on to say all the right things about how none of the... data that they accumulate is going to be personally identifiable.
Mm.
Right. Mm. But who has your receipts?
Right.
Right.
Who has your records of expenses that they paid you for?
Yeah, your name is on those receipts. Your
right.
bank account number is on that receipt.
Yeah. Yeah. So legally, they're not allowed to do anything with that or distribute that, but you have had to expose your homeschool life to them.
Right. Am I understanding that it has to be approved curriculum? Like through the school district?
No.
Not yet.
Right, but they could easily step up and say, okay, there's no more, you can't teach Christianity or creationism in your your home.
That would never happen.
Or you also have to teach universally accepting anyone of any sex, gender, attitude, deviation.
Ginger studies.
Ginger studies.
Yeah. Yeah.
I study them and they frighten me.
Look, this ginger snaps. Oh.
Okay. It is specifically stated that no parent or guardian shall be required to use any curriculum used by the school district. So next section shall include an itemized list of expenses on a form as specified by the department, including receipts or other proof of expenses as required by rule of the department, by the rules that they just got to make up, okay? May include fees paid under another section, which just has to do with paying activity fees, which is fair if you're going to say, I don't like your school and I'm not going to send my kids there. Oh, but could we be on your sports team? Yeah, if you pay this fee. Well,
no,
okay.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I don't know any homeschoolers that bothers.
It shouldn't. That's totally fair. A couple more sections down. They shall certify compliance with the requirements of WS 21-4-102B. A curriculum submitted by a parent or guardian shall be presumed to meet the requirements of a basic academic educational program unless demonstrated otherwise by the school district.
Okay. Mm. So what does that mean? This school district, who now has the ability to track all my stuff, create a database, approve or disapprove.
Make forms and rules.
Right. And so now they can look at my Exploring Creation Science curriculum and say, it starts with them saying, we're not going to reimburse you for that because that doesn't follow whatever rules and guidelines we made up. And then it trickles down into, we're going to supply you with something else instead.
What are you, some kind of conspiracy theorist?
Yes, because okay. I was homeschooled.
Let me make sure that we've made the point that this is totally voluntary.
Right.
This is only if you would like some of your money back.
Right.
You apply for this. If you don't, in theory, you're left alone. What's the word? For the school to deign to give you some of your tax money back.
Right.
Then you're going to have to submit to a few reforms and regulations. So the schools will certify compliance with the requirements of WS 21-4-102, which is only... That's the section that I read that said you're going to turn in your curriculum.
Right.
So according to that, there's nothing they can do. And then, but shall certify compliance. Right. I don't like those words.
Which,
you
let's
will
just
turn
reiterate.
In your curriculum. It will be certified.
Certified compliance is the only way you will get your check, okay? So just reiterating, as it stands right now in Wyoming, we have to write the letter that says, here's the curriculum that I intend to use. Nobody checks that. Nobody approves or disapproves it. Nobody has come into my home and said, are you actually using Veritas Press for history? Nobody cares. Well, they care, but they're not legally allowed to do anything. Right. When you open the door to have something approved or disapproved, you're opening the door.
And that's all I was trying to say today in some of these discussions is, I see that you mean well.
Right.
But like Ken's always saying, I don't want your camel's nose under my tent. Because the back part of him is huge.
Do I always say that?
You say it often.
You say a lot of things.
I don't know
often.
That you say it every day. But lately, I've heard it a few times, so I didn't want to be...
There's
I didn't
a lot
be...
of nosy camels
it's
lately.
One of his morning affirmations. I am strong, I am smart. And I don't want your camel's nose under my tent.
I just didn't want anybody to think I was stealing that. I heard it from him. Okay. But I think it's a perfect...
I stole it.
I know. I think it's a perfect picture of what we're seeing in this is that you get your camel's nose out from under my tent because the back part of him is huge. Mm-hmm. You must have hated that camel.
He hates
I do.
Camel.
I hate that camel. Okay. So the next part is very comforting. A curriculum submitted by a parent or guardian shall be presumed to meet the requirements of a basic academic or educational program. Oh, whew, thank
goodness.
We're
just going to assume.
Unless demonstrated otherwise by the school district. How are they going to know when they have no legal provision for checking on me?
And do they demonstrate that via a PowerPoint presentation? Because I'm not willing to sign on that dotted line.
Yeah, so it sounds like they are trying to get their foot in the door. To be able to come into your home and tell you what you can and cannot teach.
Yes.
And that's a slippery slope right there. Just that line is terrifying.